This is Daim Shabazz. We're in Minneapolis, Minnesota at the HB Global Chess Challenge. The tournament has actually concluded, and players are in line picking up their winnings. I have with me International Master Amon Simatowe. And first of all, how did you like the tournament?
Well, it was a very good tournament. As you can see, 1,600 players stand up. For me, I was a bit rusty. I haven't played much the last 6 months, but I guess I didn't play too bad. But I have to work on my chess from the way I played.
So, how many points did you end up with?
Well, I got 6 out of 9, which is quite okay, but not as I hoped. Anyway.
So what were some of the better games that you liked the tournament?
In my games, for instance, I lost like two positions I could have managed to hold or draw. And then from the top board, I watched some of them, but not all of them, but I think I enjoyed some of the games. Belavsky, the end games he displayed, I think he had a good technique, and I think the whole tournament was generally exciting because the games, I think there was no draw for the first 30 moves. So if you notice, I think this tournament recorded very few draws, and it seems like everybody was like, you know, fighting to bring the best in themselves. So I think it was exciting.
Good. So you came with a contingent from University of Texas at Dallas?
Oh yes, the main team, 5 of us, we're all here, and I think we also won the college prize, okay. The best college. And most of us finished with 6 points, so it hasn't been a bad tournament. But to me, I think it's been a good training tournament. I think I'll find another tournament in the next couple of weeks, or even next week, maybe I'll play in Chicago. So I think I feel a little warmed up. So I wouldn't expect to make the same mistakes. I thought maybe being rusty or something like that. But so I think this was a good warm-up.
Do you have any international tournaments planned in the near future?
Well, okay, first of all, I was thinking, okay, I don't know if I should call it international, but I'll call it for local, Chicago Open. And then African Championship is in July, in my country, actually.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to decide whether World Open, for instance, would be the training tournament, or maybe I should just go to Europe, because I like this rule, which I was unaware about, I stopped playing in Europe because I was concerned that if you play like very, if you play lower rated players like in the first two rounds, then your norm chances would be like, you know.
Very remote.
Yeah, even before you start. But then I noticed a new rule by FIDE that for norm purposes, they can actually even increase the lowest rating up to a maximum of 2 games to 2250. Good chances. So I'll consider Europe. The moment I hear about this new rule, I'll try to make arrangements. And I should also work more on my chest. I haven't really been working as much as I would like. And then given my performance now, just tells me that I think I can achieve more if I work. So I'm getting motivated again. I think I spoke to you last time that, you know, had problems, but so.
Right. So your studies are probably taking up a lot of your time away from chess.
Oh yes, they've been taking insignificant time. Especially that I've been working on them and also doing well. But I've been training myself the last couple of weeks to be kind of a workaholic, because not really a workaholic actually, but just to work more because I'm enjoying it. You know, I've actually been training myself to enjoy, attending classes all day, or you know, studying, and also studying chess and school. So I'm just trying to get used to this routine, because I told my mind that I should enjoy it, not consider it as, you know, work or something. So I think this attitude is going to make me achieve a better there are things, I guess. I just recently started training my mind that I should not consider it as weight, but you know.
Oh, well, that's a good attitude to have. Speaking as a professor, because if you don't have that attitude, it's really hard to be successful. And your discipline, work ethic in terms of your studies, can also translate into your chess as well. But apart from that, did you meet any interesting players here for the first time?
Well, I spoke to Melke, just not my opponents, and for instance, Yusupov was very nice. I mean, I enjoyed analyzing the game with him. Even Belyavsky was also very nice. Who was the? I mean, the other guy was Advakasov. So it's interesting that actually all the grandmasters I played were very friendly. They were very friendly, and not all of them. Are really friendly, and so I had a good experience from that perspective. And a lot of other players I met wearing the, as you've noticed, I'm sure your chess drum t-shirts are sold out. I guess I should buy one, actually, just remember, if there's one remaining, I'll buy one now. Okay. So I met a lot of all these fans, and it's been exciting. I mean, as you can see, we're also playing Blitz, so it's been really exciting.
Well, on that note, we'll close the interview, and I'd like to thank you and wish you continued success in the future in chess as well as University of Texas at Dallas.
Oh, thanks. That's Dr. Shabazz. No, it's always a pleasure.
Okay, this is Dave Shabazz, Minneapolis, Minnesota at the HB Global Chess Challenge, reporting live.